Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation. Welcome. This is another episode of New Life Perspectives radio show. This is Bill McKenna, your host today. Liz Larson can't be here today, so I'm taking this particular show. She's missed. But it gives me an opportunity to say a story and just blabber on for all of y'all about a really kind of interesting story that started with a visit to Barbados over 30 years ago. Now, you're saying, what the heck? What is Bill talking about? Well, stick with me because this story has everything to do with you and the world. It was an amazing realization that took 30 years to come up with. So I'll start at the beginning for you. Many years ago, I went on a cruise, and this was a Caribbean cruise. You got to stop, you get on the cruise ship in Florida, and you go through many different islands, and you get basically a day on the island. Then you get back on the cruise ship and you go to another island. I had been to a lot of different Caribbean islands prior to this cruise, but I thought this would be kind of cool because in a short period of time, 5 days, five islands, or I can't even remember how long it was, but I got to go to a lot of different islands in a very short period of time. Because usually a vacation for me would be, you fly into, the Grand Caymans or somewhere like that, and you spend a week. And it was very enjoyable. But this particular vacation, when I got to the island of Barbados, I noticed that it was very different from all the other islands. Got off the cruise ship and spent the day on the island, and the vibe was that the locals were not really interested. It was like being kind of one of the non-character player, I think, in whatever they call that in the video games now, where, you're there, but the locals are not really interacting. They were busy with their own lives. They were all friendly and everything, if you needed to, get something or whatever. But they were really just going about the business of their own life. And I noticed that the infrastructure was really nice. The houses were all painted. The streets were clean. There wasn't any garbage. The people there seemed squared away. They were doing business. And the children it was very interesting because the children were all dressed up in uniforms, and they were also very orderly and well behaved. It was like being in kind of a very squared away Caribbean island. It wasn't quite as tight as, if you were to go to Switzerland, You know, when I got off the train in Switzerland, boy, I tell you that they run tight. You know, everything is squared away in Switzerland. But I would say it had that order to it. And it wasn't one thing, it was everything. So I just was like, you know, this is interesting and nice. And it wasn't until here, you know, whatever, 30 years later, that I was able to start piecing the puzzle together. I, over the period, you know, of my life, I had had interactions, random interactions with people from Barbados. You know, they, whatever, you know, in the post office, yeah, just maybe it was a client, just, you know, variety of people, a lot, but a few. And I noticed that they were, you know, also very squared away. They were people that had gone to school. They were intelligent. They were, I would say, consciously aware, you know, what's going on around them, and I would call them emotionally regulated. Now, when I started to delve further into depth, I found out something incredibly interesting about Barbados. Barbados, like all the other islands, you know, was basically the vast majority of the population was slaves. You know, they were brought over from Africa, and eventually, you know, slavery went away. But most of these islands in the Caribbean were colonies of like France, England, Spain. You know, there's some from the Dutch. So there's a variety of different European nations that colonized their different islands. Barbados happened to be one of the ones that was under the British Crown. Now, in 1966, what ended up happening is, you know, I wish I could remember this guy's name, but if you remember it, you can put it down in the comments. This guy, I don't know him. But, you know, he has a place. I'm going to say, and you'll understand this comment in a little while, he has a special place in my brain and also in my heart. But everybody always says, in my heart, no, this guy, he has a special place in my brain. Now, I think it may have been Sir Adams, I think, gosh. I had looked it up before this show, and it escapes my memory. But he was an educator and a scholar. He actually, I believe, got his education in Oxford. He was a citizen of Barbados, but that's where he got his education. But in 1966, what happened is that Barbados had, like many nations, had gained its full independence from the British Crown. And they, when they got this, the person that I was just referring to, he ended up getting his position as, you know, the whatever it was, the, you know, the head person there, you know, basically moving Barbados into its independence. And instead of putting the money that they had into infrastructure, such as bridges, roads, that sort of thing, like, you know, so many of the colonies that's, you know, have been divested throughout the world, they took major loans and they invested in infrastructure. But he was so different. He decided that what he was going to do was going to invest in schools. They started building schools and making education for all of the population, the kids, available to all the kids, building top-notch schools. So in 1966, the population of Barbados had an opportunity to get educated, and they did. Now, the systems that he put in place to educate the kids and the population of Barbados reaped rewards that I believe were well beyond his expectation in 1966. But I think he had probably some of the same conclusions that I have around mental acuity. So what he did is take the population and upgrade it from a mental acuity perspective. And what I mean by this is that science, math, reading, all the basics, the people, when they got educated in Barbados, what ended up happening is that they were able to bring their actual physical brain online. They were able to connect parts of the brain that if you don't do some sort of mental exercise, and that could be exercises where the physical stimulates the mental, or you can go through the process of you know, school, because reading will stimulate a different part of your brain than arithmetic. And with this, with a host of all of these different types of education and also the arts as well, with all of this education, you end up building a person's brain. And when you do that, there's the most interesting things happen. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes after you hear couple words from our sponsors.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. So on the break, I went back and I looked it up. It was Sir Grantley Adams. I want to make sure Sir Grantley Adams gets proper credit. So Sir Grantley Adams was the person behind the education system in Barbados. Now, what ended up happening in Barbados is because over time, he had educated the population. This stimulated left brain, right brain activity. And also all of the other faculties mentally that one needs for a good balanced life, including this part right here, the frontal lobe. Now, this frontal lobe is your executive function. If you're not safe and secure, then what happens is this area has a difficulty in fully developing. So the higher functioning aspects of life, like compassion, higher thought, executive function, all these forward thinking concepts that are experienced by people when they when their brain is balanced and they're safe and secure, that part of the brain starts to automatically come online. Matter of fact, they've said that typically you don't have this function of this prefrontal cortex active until I think it's somewhere around 22 to 24, depending upon if you're male or female. But it's right in that range. That's why, they typically will get kids, 18, 19 years old into the draft, because they don't have a lot of fear. They don't have a lot of that executive function because physically it's not fully online yet. But this wonderful thing that Sir Grantley Adams did for Barbados, he actually, I don't know if he knew that Barbados would become an example of what is possible in the world. He, because of that work, people were able to become emotionally regulated. Remember when I was there 30 years ago, my experience of being on the island, I was like, wow, people here are, squared away. They're emotionally regulated. There's not violence. There's not a threat. Prior to this episode today, looked up, what's the crime rate? Turns out Barbados is one of the lowest crime islands in the Caribbean. Extremely safe. So how could that be? Well, what it has to do with is mental acuity. If your brain is not fully functioning, for whatever reason, whether it's an injury, or that you didn't get educated and bring it online, what happens is you'll be less emotionally regulated. You'll have less ability to be impulsive. This is just basically the ability to automatically regulate yourself. Now, if you do a comparison to other islands in the Caribbean, they suffer with poverty and violence and drugs and those sorts of things. And drugs and alcohol abuse that is rampant. People utilize a lot of those substances to try to feel better. When you don't feel good, you just want to feel better. Whether it's drugs or alcohol or food or whatever that one reaches for, you end up creating a situation where it further damages your brain. There is a doctor by the name of Dr. Daniel Amen. Now, Dr. Daniel Amen, he runs something called the Amen Clinics. And these Amen Clinics, I think there's maybe 10 or 11 in the United States, last I looked. And Dr. Daniel Amen was a radiologist that ended up going on to becoming a psychiatrist, where he ended up scanning people's brains. You know, as a psychiatrist, he had an interesting perspective. His perspective was, you know, this is the only doctors that don't look at the organ that they treat. And because of his radiological background, he ended up doing brain scans. And he discovered the most amazing things. He has several hundred thousand brain scans now. So he can actually look at somebody's brain and say, that part of the brain here, you know, you're going to experience anger and you're not going to be able to control it. You know, you're going to have a problem with your impulses. This person over here is not going to be able to speak very well. They're going to stutter and not being able to pull words together. This person is not going to be able to focus. You know, all of these different things that we experience that are less than positive, he can actually look and determine what part of the brain is it that is active or overactive or underactive. And with that, he knows, you know, what specifically, you know, as far as drugs goes, you know, certain drugs back in the day, he would call it throwing medical darts, you know, with different prescriptions. Because let's say an antidepressant, one of them would work great for somebody, and you give it to somebody else, and they would, it would make them much, much worse. Well, it happened to do with what part of the brain was needing what or was overactive, you know, those sorts of things. So Dr. Daniel Amen made another significant discovery, and that's a significant discovery was that emotional injury or a physical injury look the same in the brain, meaning you can damage the brain physically, or, you know, if you let's say it some lost somebody, you witnessed a some sort of tragedy, you had a lot of trauma as a child, all of these things, he could actually see the damage in the brain. You think that maybe, you know, I've lost the love of my life, and, you know, you feel it, but actually, you know, you can actually see it in the brain that's not functioning anymore. There's basically a void, a area where the blood doesn't flow anymore, and the actual signals are not firing. So there's a variety of ways to help to bring the brain back online. He also had proved this neuroplasticity as well, because with the right kind of care, somebody's brain can actually come back online. You know, they used to think like, oh God, you know, you do this or that and your brain's damaged and there's no coming back. Not true. Not true. And you, as going back to the Barbados example, was that the people of Barbados, I'm sure people are dying, there's tragedies, people get cancer, you know, they lose their father, their mother, something happens, and tragedies happen, and they're certainly going to get injured. But when you have a supportive community like that, that exists there in Barbados, and you have education and all of these different things that they have, the odds of being able to recover from it are significantly better than, let's say, you're turning to drugs and alcohol or high-risk behavior or, you know, over taking, you know, like food, you know, and overdoing it with that, whatever it might be. Now, the interesting thing about Barbados is that it was cumulative. You know, it wasn't like, you know, there was just one set little part of the population. It was everybody got the education. And with that, their financial prosperity, they can see things like, you know what? I need to paint the house. I need to make it nicer. You know, I need to go out to work. You know, the kids need to be disciplined, you know, and orderly, you know, and in their process of going through. They, you know, they need their sports. They need to be able to get out and exercise and those sorts of things. So it was the entire thing. And once that all happened, then the roads go in, then the new buildings go up. And then what ended up happening is that the other islands start sending their kids to Barbados for education. So in the Caribbean, what I was told is that it's the go-to place to have your kids go to get educated. That says an awful lot. And if you've been to some of the other islands, you know, they're all different, but you'll see a stark difference in what is right physically in front of your eyes. But it certainly goes much, much deeper. And the thing I wanted to offer everyone today is to know that the work that you do to build mental acuity can be done in many different ways. You don't have to have, you know, maybe the time of life to go back to college or, you know, back to get your GED or whatever. Maybe you feel like, you know, that time has passed for me, or I did get those degrees, but I'm not quite as sharp as I used to be. You know, things are a little bit cloudy. Maybe I had some sort of trauma in my life and things haven't been the same since. There are ways that you can build back your mental acuity, and they are very, very simple. And we're going to take our next break, and when we come back, I'm going to share with you some mental acuity tips and tricks to build yourself back up and take a minute here and enjoy this, our sponsors and what they have to share with us.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay. And we are back. Now, this is a very different episode for those of you who have just come back. And it is about mental acuity and the great work of Sir Grantley Adams in Barbados and what he's done for that country and really the world. Because we have a really interesting, isolated situation here where you can compare one island that did it through investing in schools and mental acuity that route and other islands that invested in bridges and roads. So it's never too late. It's never too late. And that brings me to, what can we do today to build our mental acuity? And people say, well, what do you mean, mental acuity? What does that get me? What does that even mean? Well, your mental acuity really has to do with everything. What is your brain? What part of your life does your brain impact? And it didn't take long to answer every aspect. Your driving, your romance, your ability to do mathematics and figure out things logically, your ability to be creative, your ability to problem solve, your mood regulation, your ability to regulate your impulsivity. Everything is related to your brain and how it fires, what parts are firing too much, what are not firing enough, all of those things. So when you do simple exercises, whether that would be to move your eyes, you will stimulate different parts of your brain. These exercises that I'm going to kind of walk you through here are exercises that are very different than the normal school where you would do reading, writing, arithmetic. These will make you better at reading, writing, and arithmetic. And the reason it'll make you better at these things and so much more is because you're creating new neurological connections. So when I say new neurological connections, how do you know that? How do you know that you're creating new neurological connections? Well, one of the ways we know is from the brain scans. We were able to do brain scans before and after with cognitive movement at Dr. Daniel Amen's clinics. So we were able to see what happened to somebody before they did cognitive movement and after. And we found that there's parts of the brain that it actually started filling in and creating new connections where there wasn't activity before. So we know that your eyes, your brain, and your spinal cord are one neurological system. And because of that, we can actually locate where the brain may not be processing information at all or have difficulties. And I'll show you a quick example of how to do this. If you rotate your eyes around, it's a big circle. Obviously, don't do this while driving or operating heavy machinery, but you just rotate your eyes all the way around in a huge circle. If you move your eyes very, very slowly in a huge circle, you'll notice there's places that you don't want to look. Or if you do look there, it feels like it's difficult. Like your eyes, like it's pulling. It's annoying to look there. You may feel like there's like sand in your eye, or it's dry, or you start to cry there. Whatever be the case, most of the time when I tell people to do this exercise, they'll move rapidly around. And I say, slow down 10 times. And then they do, and I slow down 10 more times slower. And so they slow down eventually. What will happen is they'll notice that the area of concern, maybe they won't notice because they completely skip it. And my encouragement here is to look at every inch of the wall and the ceiling and the other wall and across the floor, one big circle. When you do this and you look at every single inch, you're going to find the place that your eyes don't want to be. So earlier, remember how I said the eyeballs, the brain, and the spinal cord are one system? Well, as it turns out, there's a Dr. Andrew Huberman out of Stanford. He's a neurological ophthalmologist. And what he said is that the eyes are the only visible part of the brain because they're actually one with the brain. So when you look in any given position, you're actually stimulating different parts of your brain. And if there's a particular area that you're looking that it's uncomfortable, it really, in my experience, is not so much the eyes as it is the brain, because they're one. There's a very specific part of that brain that is not optimal. Now, this is absolutely resolvable. You can stimulate that very particular part of the brain by putting your eyes into the difficult position and doing a few different exercises. When these exercises are done properly, you'll actually feel the tension in the eye go away, the blurred vision, the feeling of sand in your eye, the dryness, the wetness, whatever it might be, you'll say, oh my gosh, it went away. So this means you're getting connectivity in that particular part of the brain. This is going to affect everyone, obviously, that's listening to this a little differently. I worked with the Traumatic Brain Institute, Traumatic Brain Injury Institute in Los Angeles, I believe was the name of it. And the woman there that had founded it, she said, you know, if you've seen a brain injury, you've seen exactly one brain injury. You know, every brain injury is different. So the exercises will affect everybody a little bit differently around their specifics. However, what you will see globally is a building back of mental acuity and emotional resilience. Now, Liz Larson and myself had actually created something called Cogno Movement. Now, Cogno Movement is a modality that is exercises that you can do on your own or with a practitioner and build back mental acuity. Now, a lot of people that have, you know, issues of all kinds, you know, come and use the modality. But there is a equal number of what I would call high performers, Olympic athletes, scholars, billionaires, entrepreneurs that want to be in top performance. The exercises that will take you out of a problem can actually build superhuman performance. And how could that be? Well, it's because you're utilizing more of your brain. Your mental acuity can get better and better and better. Your ability to problem solve. We had done a test. Liz Larson had organized a test at SciTech Labs. And SciTech Labs actually did an amazing study on Cogno Movement where they put a brain cap on the person. They measured their brain waves and their response rate and their ability to problem solve. So during this test, they would have a certain number of questions. It's a standardized test. And what they did is they have the person answer the questions. Now, this particular person that I'm speaking of, this particular research that Liz Larson had done, is the questions were all kinds of different questions that basically are making their brain work in different ways, you know. Follow this, add this together, subtract that, you know, all kinds of different things that they were having them do. And then Liz had done the Cogno Movement process with this particular patient. And then they did the test again. And, you know, obviously it's all, again, you know, another different test regulated so that they had consistency and make sure that they were getting good numbers. Well, two very important things happened. Number one is that the person taking the test was right about 30% quicker. They can tell, you know, they flash, you know, like 2 + 2 is, you know, and then you're, you know, click on 4. Yeah. So the amount of milliseconds it takes from the time you see the question to you answer the question is your response rate. And it was 30% better after doing these mental acuity, cognomovement, brain building exercises. But even more interesting than that was that we saw with these exercises that in the second time after Liz had done the actual cognomovement exercise with the client, the amount of connections in the brain to solve the problem went down dramatically. When you look at the scan, it looks like, you know, every line, it drew like a red line every time your brain would make a connection with a different part of the brain to try to solve a problem. And the first time around, the brain looked like almost completely full of these lines. And the second time after the cognitive movement exercise, it only had maybe 25% of the amount of lines. Maybe that, maybe less. But what it did was it showed the efficiency. Like, you don't have to work so hard to get your answer. So hence, you're not only faster, but your brain is more efficient. So you can imagine if you fast forward this over doing many sessions, that your brain becomes extremely efficient. And that's how the super performance takes place. That's why these super performers, whether they're athletic or they're entrepreneurial or they're super creative, we've had people that are involved in entertainment for those purposes. So no matter what it is, these exercises will actually work. So I promise to give you one exercise, and the one exercise that's going to help start beginning your mental acuity is when you find that spot that's difficult for you, simply look there, look at your fingers, and snap. It will build a part of the brain that the eyes don't want to be there. So whatever part of the brain is, it's going to start connecting it. Now, there's three different things you're doing right in that position. The first one is you're looking. You're actually looking at your eyes. So that's the first nerve. The second nerve is the auditory. You can hear the click. And the third one is your sensation. You feel it with your fingers. When those start to connect, it'll connect with that part of the brain that wasn't functioning. And maybe for the visual wasn't really connecting, but it started to connect through the auditory and the kinesthetic or feeling end of things. Anyway, that's a very first exercise that can help to start to get your brain firing and put us on the road to Sir Grantley Adams and a new life like what he created for the world in Barbados. Thank you all. Thank you for today, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.